From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jack Sondericker, reading Nevada by Zane Grey. Now, let's begin with Nevada. Chapter 1. As his goaded horse plunged into the road, Nevada looked back over his shoulder. The lane he had plowed through the crowd let him see back into the circle where the three men lay prostrate. The blue smoke from his gun was rising slowly, floating away. Ben Ide's face shone white and convulsed in the sunlight. "So long, pard!" yelled Nevada hoarsely and stood in his stirrups to wave his sombrero high. That, he thought, was farewell forever to this friend who had saved and succored and uplifted him, whom he loved better than a brother. Then Nevada faced the yellow road down which his horse was racing, and the grim and terrible mood returned to smother the heart-swelling emotion which had momentarily broken it. There was something familiar and mocking about this precipitate flight on a swift horse headed for the sage in the dark mountains. How often had he felt the wind sting his face on a run for his life? But it was not fear now, nor love of life, that made him a fugitive. The last gate of the ranch was open, and Nevada flashed through it to turn off the road into the sage and go flying down the trail along the shore of the lake. The green water blurred on one side of him and the gray sage on the other. Even the winding trail was indistinct to eyes that still saw red. There was no need now for this breakneck ride. To be sure, the officers of the law would eventually get on his track, as they had been for years, but thought of them scarcely lingered a moment in his consciousness.